The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread, so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not be enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there is much grass in the place. So when the people sat down, about 5,000 in number, Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves, left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. This is the gospel of our Lord. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Today marks the 4th Sunday in Lent, also known as Laetare Sunday. Laetare is Latin for rejoice, which is the first word of our introit for today. It begins like this: "Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her, that you may be satisfied from her consoling breast." Now, normally, Lent is a time when we look inward toward ourselves, acknowledging the sin residing in our own sinful hearts. So perhaps it's a bit odd that we continue our Lenten journey with rejoicing. Last week, we observed our inability to love our neighbors in their bodies. Before that, like the Canaanite woman, were ones seeking for God's mercy. And then to begin Lent, we heard of Christ's being tempted in the wilderness. All these stories point not only to our failures as sinners, but they point to Christ's life-giving work for sinners. And these stories prepare us for today, when we hear of Christ filling his children with daily bread. And for that, we rejoice, just like the introit suggests. Because whoever eats of the Lord's bread is filled. We find satisfaction and fulfillment and abundance in what the Lord gives, where previously there was lack. The appointed verses from John chapter 6 describe the physical feeding of the 5,000. A large crowd had followed Jesus, and Passover was near, and they needed food, lest they be too weary to return home. And out of Jesus' abundant provision and generosity, he provided food for the masses. With only 5 loaves and 2 fish, he fed 5,000 men, not including women and children. He took the loaves, blessed them, gave thanks, and distributed the bread. He also did the same with the fish. Now it's important to note, the 5,000 weren't hesitant in taking bread and fish from the baskets so that they could have enough food saved for the other people down the line. It's not like going to a restaurant and being hesitant to take the last appetizer off the plate because you know that that's the last one. And, well, you don't want to be the guy who takes it away from someone else. No. These folks ate to their fill. They ate as much as they wanted. They ate as much as the Lord could give them. And yet there was more. There was leftovers. They gathered the leftover pieces into 12 baskets. And at the end of this miracle, some make the faithful confession, "This is indeed the prophet to come into the world." Because they knew God's promise from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15, that a greater prophet than Moses will come from Israel, and that they were to listen to him. And so they tried to coronate Jesus as their king and Messiah. Now, this story describes a physical feeding, but the rest of the chapter describes a spiritual feeding. Later in the chapter, Jesus teaches this: "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So the bread is a person. And Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall not thirst." The point is this: God certainly gives us first article gifts, as we confess in the Apostles' Creed, that he, as maker of heaven and earth, gives all that we need to sustain us in our bodily lives. He gives us our body, our soul, our eyes and ears, our reason and all our senses, and still takes care of them to this day. And also evidenced by the feeding of the 5,000, God further provides for our physical needs, especially for food and drink. And to further that point, God also gives clothing and shoes, food and drink, house, home, wife, children, land, animals, and all I have. To sum it up, as Luther taught, God richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body in life. God is the provider for my bodily life. And that's what we pray for in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. When we pray for our daily bread, we mean two things. First, we mean daily bread as Luther teaches. Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, so on and so forth. And Luther describes that God provides for the needs of our body, but also God gives us supports, like family, parents who provide for us. Or he gives us jobs through which bread is able to reach the table. He gives government to seek the well-being of its citizens. He gives blessings as simple as good weather, good health, and good friends. The Lord blesses us with all these things that are often overlooked. Second, when we pray for our daily bread, the spiritual meaning can't be overlooked. That is, we also pray that we have faith to receive Jesus, who is the bread of life, the one of whose flesh we eat and blood we drink, lest we have no life in us. Jesus said, "Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." Without eating and drinking Christ by faith, we starve. Without eating and drinking Christ's promises in Scripture, we starve. Without eating and drinking Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, we starve. Daily bread is more than God providing for our bodily needs. It's much more. Daily bread is God abundantly providing for the needs of your soul. He abundantly provides for the forgiveness of sins won on the cross, filling your cup until it runneth over. Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." John chapter 10, verse 10. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. Some of the 5,000 from the gospel lesson sought the earthly kind of bread. That's why they wanted to make Jesus their bread king. And Jesus recognized that some in the crowds wanted Jesus purely for the physical bread he gives, and that's it. Now, it's a good thing to desire earthly bread from God, but it's always a better thing to desire heavenly bread from God. Jesus calls them out in John chapter 6, verse 26. "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." They didn't come to be fed by Jesus spiritually, but to be fed physically. Now, certainly Christ shows them mercy by providing their physical bread. And the Lord is merciful to unbelievers now, because he provides physical bread to believers and unbelievers alike. For all good things come from the hand of God. But Christ has much more to give us than food to fill our bellies. He gives food to fill your souls. Christ teaches in Matthew 6, verses 31 through 33, "Therefore do not be anxious, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Seek first the bread of life, and your Lord's promises, your physical daily bread, will come. Jesus gives himself as the bread of life in word and sacrament, given through the means of grace through his church, using a sinner for a pastor to distribute these gifts of forgiveness so that you may have life and that you may have it abundantly. Because life is more than just being filled with bread. Life is more than having the nicest house or cars, the perfect family, or living a luxurious life. God's abundant blessings aren't limited by the earthly, but God's blessings seek to fill the emptiness of our hearts with the bread of life, who is the food of faith. And all those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, those who hunger and thirst for the restlessness of their hearts to be stilled in the peace of Christ, they shall be satisfied in the abundant blessings of Christ's forgiveness won on the cross. For that we rejoice. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.